Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday, the 23rd of January, 2021. This is pod number 731. We actually think this is the 2 year birthday because of it being a leap year last year. Thank you for those who wish the pod happy birthday and congratulated me or thanked me for doing it every day. We'll continue for a good while yet. Get through lockdown. And I'm going to have a Zoom today, and as part of the podcast birthday, I'm going to give some of the profit that I win to that to one person who likes and retweets the bet slip on Twitter. I will draw one if we win some money at lunchtime in that Zoom session on the bets that we do there. I will give, I don't know, what should we give? I'll give 25% of the profit to charity, and I'll give 25% of the profit to somebody who retweets and likes the bet slip. Just nice if you can promote it, get a few numbers up. It does drop off, particularly when I upset the right wingers and upset the left wingers and upset the yesterday, the Liverpool fans, the Arsenal fans are gone, the Chelsea fans are gone, the Villa fans are gone. There's nobody left. I keep upsetting everybody. The Trump fans have gone. And very rude about me singing yesterday, a few of you. A bit rude. I thought it was flipping cracking. I thought it was one of my better ones. Flipping a couple of references to Bernie Taupin. Two individual references to Bernie Taupin. Old bet engine. What did he say? Bernie Taupin, maybe Elton John, you're not, cheeky git. And then I had somebody say, you know Bernie Taupin, but he was a Liverpool fan. He texted me that and said, you know. I thought it was good off the cuff. Yeah, just made that up in the morning. Right, stop waffling, got a crack on, got a busy day today. Zoom at 12:15. It is only for ultimate people. I keep getting asked if other people can join. No, it's an ultimate Zoom. Not a flipping free-for-all. Don't know what you think we're running here. I will try and do a couple of general trading days sometime in the future. Who knows when time permits. Right, I do think AC Milan are half decent price today. I think there's a lot being made of the head-to-head in that game. I do like AC Milan at home against Atalanta. Atalanta are 2.36. Unless I'm missing some team news, which I haven't double-checked, Nicola Trader will ever let us know. But AC Milan 3.15 does seem overly big to me. Rome Spezia I'm going to trade in the ultimate game group, so I'll leave that. What else have I got? Let me get into that other sheet over here. I like a first half goal at Rayo Vallecano and Mallorca, a late first half goal at Rayo Vallecano Mallorca, and a late second half goal at Wigan versus Fleetwood. So if it's whatever the score is half time, as long as no team scored four goals. So any score, 0-0 to 3-3. I don't know why I don't say that clearly. I get asked this every time I say it. If it is 0-0 to 3-3 and there hasn't been a second half goal, by 70 minutes, drip lay the current scoreline. So if it was 2-0, you would drip lay under 2.5. If it was 1-0, under 1.5. If it was 2-1, under 3.5, etc. I don't know whether it is me or whether I just don't make it clear. We have got the NFL. I'll do both those games tomorrow. I've got a bet in both those games. Looks like Mahomes is going to play. So that market will settle down overnight for certain. That's it, I think. That is it for today. I think Milan, a little bit big at home. Rayo Vallecano, first half. Wigan Fleetwood, second half. And I will see a good number of you in Zoom in about an hour's time. Have a good Saturday. And I'll be back with you all tomorrow.